Texte numéro 120. We are drinking sewage water. Zimbabwe shortages threaten thousands. As the search for water in Bulawayo becomes more desperate, diarrhea outbreaks from dirty water are endangering children. It is 6 a.m. on a Saturday, and residents of a poor suburb in Bulawayo have begun their desperate hunt for water. The taps at home dried up 3 months ago. Water has become a daily struggle in Zimbabwe's second biggest city, largely the result of a severe drought last year, which has dried up the reservoirs. The city has recorded 2,600 cases of diarrhea since June, according to health service figures. The majority of cases are among children under 5. At a railway line, hundreds of people try to collect muddy water pouring from a broken water pipe. People have little choice but to drink from unprotected water sources, despite the risk. It has been 3 months without water. While we hear that supplies have been restored in some other areas, there is nothing here. This is a desperate situation. We need help, says a rail worker. We are drinking sewage water and we are all going to get sick. The city council should respect us. What is surprising is that we have been paying bills every month without a drop of water. How is that fair when my children have to drink this dirty water? Says Omphile Masuka, who fears the water from the burst water pipe could be contaminated. It's difficult to fight COVID-19 without water, she adds. Some of suburbs' more affluent residents have sunk their own boreholes and installed water pumps. The less fortunate are forced to queue at community boreholes. Others have taken advantage of the water shortages to make money, selling 25 litres of water from boreholes for £1.50. Zimbabwe is in the grip of a nationwide water crisis due to poor rains and drought. Most local authorities have been forced to ration water. But Bulawayo is facing the worst crisis. Bulawayo Health Services Director says the council is distributing water through the city using bowsers where possible, but it's not enough. He says that stool samples from those taken ill have also shown salmonella, shigella, and pseudomonas bacteria, which could have come from unprotected water sources. In another neighbourhood of Bulawayo, a police officer bellows instructions to a line of women queuing for water. None of the residents are wearing face masks and there is no social distancing. Jennifer Nukubi, a member of the COVID-19 task force, fears more cases if regulations are not followed and says women have reported abuse at water points. Some of the people manning the pumps have demanded money or sexual favours in exchange for water. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.